You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
India has seen a sevenfold increase in daily COVID cases in the last 5 days. Experts have said that the severity of the Omicron variant of coronavirus is definitely less. But is that reason enough for people to let their guard down? After about 7 months, the country's daily COVID cases have surged past 1 lakh. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with all the top stories of the day from India and around the world. Before we discuss the latest on the pandemic and other developments, let's first see how the market fared on January 7th. The Indian equity benchmark indices swung between gains and losses before finishing the session higher as investors assessed the impact of a potentially faster than expected interest rate hike by the Federal Reserve. Rising Omicron cases also kept the investors cautious. The 30 script Sensex closed at 59,740 as it rose 140 points, whereas the Nifty 50 index surged 65 points to end at 17,800. Among sectoral gauges, a strong rally was seen in the bank and financial indices. However, the shares of Hinduja Global Solutions were locked in the 20% lower circuit after the company announced a 1:1 bonus share and a third interim dividend for the financial year 2021-2022 at 150 rupees per share. Partha Desarkar, the CEO of HDS, told CNBC TV 18 that the company is paying out a special interim dividend after the sale of its healthcare business. The dividend is to celebrate the unlocking of value. Meanwhile, the shares of Ujjivan Small Finance Bank jumped as much as 12% after the lender posted a strong quarterly update. Titan also posted a business update and said that it witnessed a robust demand across its consumer businesses. Following the announcement, the shares of the watchmaker surged more than 3%. However, the stock failed to sustain initial gains and fell nearly 1% at close. Amid this mixed market trend, global brokerage Jefferies is of the view that India is favorable among the emerging markets. According to the brokerage, there are a lot of quality stocks in India which will continue to see highs. Among sectors, Jefferies continues to be bullish on the Indian real estate and the e-commerce spaces. It also called renewable energy a theme that is here to stay and that it remains positive on it. Next up is an update on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Punjab security breach case, which the Supreme Court heard today. Earlier this week, a PM's convoy was stranded on a flyover due to a blockade by protesters in Punjab's Ferozpur. He returned from the poll-bound state without attending any event, including a rally. The Punjab government on January 6th constituted a two-member high-level committee to conduct a thorough probe into the lapses during Modi's visit to Ferozpur. Meanwhile, the centre alleged that the incident could possibly be a case of cross-border terrorism and cannot be tolerated. According to the centre, the pilot car of PM's cavalcade was not warned or informed by the police about the protesters and that the local police were busy having tea with the protesters. For now, the top court has stayed both probes launched by the Punjab government as well as the centre in the matter until next hearing on January 10th. It is also directed that relevant documents be deposited with the Registrar General of Punjab and Haryana High Court. Moving on, a look at the latest developments on the health front. India reported 117,100 new cases in the past 24 hours as of 8 a.m. today, according to the Union Health Ministry data. The figure includes over 3,000 cases of Omicron reported across 27 states and union territories. Following this massive rise in cases, the government has made 7-day home quarantine mandatory for all international arrivals. The government has also issued fresh guidelines, according to which all travellers should submit their information in a self-declaration form, which includes details of any travel in the past 14 days. The travellers must also upload a negative COVID-19 RT-PCR test report not older than 72 hours. Should the test on arrival come back positive, the samples will be sent for genome sequencing. The passengers will be sent to an isolation facility and treated as per standard protocol, including contact tracing. The contacts of the positive cases should be kept under home quarantine. Next up is an update from Ola Electric. amid a hue and cry about the discrepancy in the number of vehicles that Ola Electric has delivered until now, the company says that it has dispatched at least 4,000 scooters. The actual vehicle registrations on the Road Transport Ministry portal are approximately 400. This reported mismatch in the sales of figures of Ola Electric scooters has even the FADA president worried. However, Varun Dubey, Chief Marketing Officer of Ola Electric, told CNBC TV 18 that a vast majority of data is not reflected on the Vahan app. He explained that number one, all states don't report data into Vahan. Number two, there are some states that run older Vahan version where it may take up to a month for the data to reflect. And number three, temporary registration plates are not reported in Vahan, and these temporary plates to permanent plates take up to a month. The firm had started the delivery of e-scooters on December 15th. Next up, let's find out what's happening in the banking sector. The State Bank of India today told CNBC TV 18 that a large part of the stress in the banking system has been done with for now, and it isn't seeing any incremental stress. SBI's MD Ashwini Bhatia also mentioned an RBI report that talked about some stress buildup on the account of COVID, looking at the trajectory of the virus at the moment. However, according to him, as an industry, things are pretty much in place for decent growth. Meanwhile, HDFC Bank's integration with the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, the ICEGAT platform, has gone live. So now the customers can pay for their customs duty directly via the bank. The lender will offer customers the convenience of directly paying customs duty by selecting HDFC Bank. Moving on to some more interesting updates from the cryptocurrency sector. Did you ever think that Bitcoin would compete with gold? Well, Goldman Sachs says that Bitcoin will take the market share away from gold in 2022 as digital assets become more widely adopted. Goldman Sachs says that the cryptocurrency currently has a 20% share in the store of value market. According to the global brokerage, Bitcoin will most likely become a bigger proportion over time. It cited Bitcoin's $700 billion market capitalization compared to around $2.6 trillion worth of gold owned as an investment. Meanwhile, a report claims that cryptocurrency-linked crime surged to a record high in 2021 in terms of value, with illegal addresses receiving about $14 billion in digital currencies, which is up 79% from $7.8 billion in 2020. As of early 2022, Chainalysis said that illicit addresses already hold over $10 billion worth of cryptocurrencies, with the majority of this held by wallets associated with crypto theft. However, the underlying trend suggests that with the exception of 2019, crime has become a small part of the cryptocurrency world. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on CNBC TV 18 podcast at nw18.com. I'll be back next week with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to CNBCTV18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.